Both the House and Senate have now passed corporate tax bills. The point in the beginning was to end an export subsidy that the World Trade Organization had ruled illegal. The bills that emerged deliver substantial tax cuts to business. They go on to provide a long list of special interest breaks for particular industries and businesses.
One little noticed provision would institute major reforms in a fast-growing charity fundraiser. An estimated 4,300 U.S. charities now have some kind of vehicle donation program. Some Capitol Hill lawmakers and the Internal Revenue Service say the programs have become rife with abuse and need to be reined in. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Chances are you've heard a pitch like this from a charitable or nonprofit organization.
What to do with that car? Donate it to the Council of the Blind. Donating a car is trouble-free. You get a great tax write-off and do your part for a worthy cause.
Even public radio stations are doing it.
No, it's CarTalk's new vehicle donation program where you donate a car. The proceeds benefit this station, and you tuck it to the IRS at the same time.
Hat trick!
And while these programs often provide valuable revenues for charities and nonprofits, Congress is increasingly concerned about possible abuses. It's proposing major changes to the rules governing vehicle donations. Mark Owens is a private practice attorney in Washington and the former director of exempt organizations at the IRS. He says in some instances, consumers have even valued old, clapped-out cars right up to the $5,000 limit.
A lot of opportunity there for inflation, for viewing one's old jalopy as really a classic and therefore worth, say, $4,999.99.
And according to the government, the overestimation of donated vehicles' value adds up to a lot of money. A recent GAO study estimated tax revenue losses at $654 million in a single year. The Senate and the House have now approved legislation that would place new restrictions on vehicle donations. The House would require appraisals for all donated vehicles. The Senate version would require individuals find what the charity received for the car when it was sold. And for charities, vehicle donations are big business.
Good morning, Vehicle Donation. This is Connie. May I help you?
Melwood is a Maryland-based charity that helps people with developmental disabilities. Its vehicle donation program accepts roughly 28,000 vehicles a year that bring in millions of dollars, funding roughly 15 to 20% of Melwood's $65 million annual operating budget. Don Pollack is vice president of the charity's vehicle donation program.
Some people in Congress have felt that some donors are overvaluing their vehicles, and which they shouldn't. Certainly Melwood does not support that, and that's tax fraud, and we can't support it, never have. But people should be entitled to take the fair market value of a vehicle.
But Pollack worries if Congress makes the new rules too restrictive, vehicle donations may dry up. One thing Pollack and some other nonprofit officials favor would be requiring charities to issue a vehicle condition report to aid consumers in appropriately valuing their vehicles. It's not yet clear how the final rules regarding vehicle donations will take shape. House and Senate versions of legislation must still be ironed out in conference. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.